Welcome to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast exploring the creative and curious world of work through monologues and conversations with creative entrepreneurs, storytellers, and changemakers. My mind is wrestling with how to stay creative and productive as I grow older. Naturally, I think about technology and ensuring I use the latest and greatest cameras and equipment. But as I look at my actual process versus what is idealistic and even fantastical, I realize I'm a few years behind. That's because there are more important values and ideals in my life and ultimately my business. Before you indict me as an anti-technological heretic, I will make my case for what could possibly be more important than the latest and greatest technology. Show notes and links to all the good stuff mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/682. In last week's monologue, I talked a lot about technology, specifically generative artificial intelligence, you know, ChatGPT and other tools like that. And really, I shared how I'm keeping an open mind with it all. Will it be disruptive? Possibly. Will I find a way to incorporate it into my creative process and business systems? Without a doubt. Am I panicking? Sometimes. But mostly, I'm keeping it at arm's length. I'm not avoiding the elephant in the room. I just realize there are things more important to me than technology. As long as I've been in business, my approach to technology has been based on what I can afford. For most of my business, cameras and computers are the foundation of my work, and because the latest and greatest cameras often require everything else to be upgraded, from storage and processing power to lenses and rigs, I've often lagged several years behind in what I use to produce my work. What I've learned about technology as it relates to a creative business is that it provides two things. First, an opportunity to remain competitive. When it comes to cameras, visually, that means that things look differently when using the latest equipment versus older equipment. And the second thing it does is it fuels exponential growth. That doesn't mean that your business isn't growing. It just means that with the latest equipment, your business grows much faster. For those who are behind, however, there are alternative approaches, and that's what I've been having to discover in order to stay competitive. And here's a few ways that I've done that. For almost 30 years, I've loved both cameras and guitars. Both have fascinated me in creative ways. And what I've found is that I'm much more interested in what is produced as a byproduct of the thing. It's the voice, the images, the notes, the feeling, the intangibles. I've always loved seeing that beauty of a beat-up guitar, because I always thought that if I bought the equipment, the new beautiful guitar, the new beautiful amp, that I would immediately sound like my heroes. But the thing is, I could spend $5,000 on a guitar and still sound like an amateur that I am. And these intangibles make no sense because we think that when we have the latest and greatest, that we'll instantly be on the same level of the pros using this gear. But it's the things that show up in the eye of the photographer who's been at it for 20 years. And it's the soul transmitted through the fingers of the guitarist that don't come with the $5,000 technological greatest whatever. And this fascination is, I believe, the source of my own competitive edge, because it's required me to develop my creative voice, both literally and figuratively, to find the things that I'm transmitting through my work, how I say things, the way I write, the way I speak, the way I frame my images, the way that I edit my films. And this voice is my life's work. It's really how I talk to people. It's my curiosity to approach and engage. And it's remembering when I'm afraid that I really know what I'm doing and that no camera will ever replace that knowledge of what I can do. So in this episode of Getting Work to Work, I want to share 7 things that I believe are better than technology. Now remember, I'm not saying to get rid of technology. These are just things that I value more than technology. The first, the curiosity to explore. I talk a lot about curiosity in this show, and I believe that the willingness to get away from your tech devices, your computers, and explore the real world, that's worth its weight in gold, and all the other cliched statements that I could come up with right now. My latest obsession is with farmers markets. I love going to a market, even if I know I'm there to see one particular vendor. I'm going to walk the entire market. I'm going to look at the banners. I'm going to see the words used. I want to see the products. I want to see the faces of the people who are selling these wares. Because what I'm doing as I'm exploring, I'm getting curious about why. Why are people doing this? What do they think they're getting from it? And that leads me to the second thing that's better than technology, the ability to converse with anyone. When you approach and engage someone, it can be really hard to know what to say. And so when I'm exploring these markets, I'm looking for things that are interesting to me. Just this past weekend, I saw a chocolatier who uses chocolate as a medium for art and deliciousness. Being able to walk up to her and say, wow, this is really cool. And so I was just asking questions and it was just a lot of fun. And so that ability to converse with anyone based upon my curiosity, I can't buy that on B&H Photo. It's something that I just have to go do. The third thing, muscle memory for when you forget how to do something. There are days when I don't use my camera, and so I have to rely upon the fact that I know that I've been doing this for 20 years and that I know how to do it. And it slowly comes back. One of the books that I've been reading recently is called Gnar Country, Growing Old, Staying Rad by Stephen Kotler. What's cool about this book is that it's his document of how he learned to park ski, which is a way to describe all of the cool tricks that you can do skiing. And what's interesting is, like, you know, he's in his 50s and he's learning how to park ski, which is a form of skiing that is really for the youth. And what he learned is that he had muscle memory for certain things that he learned younger. And so he wasn't starting ultimately from scratch. There are things that we do as creatives that are firmly baked into our muscles, whether it's drawing, whether it's coding, whether it's using cameras, talking to people. Even if we don't use it all the time, it's still there. So that whole notion of use or lose it, sure, there may be some truth to that. But once you start doing things again, it starts to come back faster than you realize. The fourth thing, the willingness to take a chance. Risk is so much easier when you're younger, but what I'm learning is that risk is never easy. It just changes and evolves as you do. The thing about technology is that we think that when we buy the latest camera, that immediately it's going to set us apart and we're going to have a badge for being able to do work that we want to do. But regardless of what you're using, you still have to take a chance to write a script. You still have to take a chance to take that expensive camera out into the real world where it could break, where it could fall off a tripod, where you could shatter your dreams with one simple mistake. And so it doesn't matter what you use, but the willingness to go out there and do it matters more. Fifth, this might not make sense yet, but DIY and UWYG. Do it yourself and use what you got. It can be so easy to find the people to do it for you. It can be so much easier to buy a $20,000 camera to get the look that you want. But it's so much more powerful to not only do it yourself so that you learn and use what you got to learn even more. Technology sometimes does make the work of creativity easier. But if you have the dual abilities of doing it yourself and using what you got, you're going to be able to use technology for your work in a powerful way and not ultimately be used by it. Because if you're always relying just on technology to do the work, you're going to be spending so much money over time instead of just relying upon those foundational skills of making it happen with whatever you have. Sixth, let's talk about resilience. Specifically, the resilience to see projects through to the very end. This is something that I'm wrestling with. There are some projects that are naturally easy for me to get to the very end. But when it's connected to my inner voice with the things that really matter, it can be hard to power through to the end. And technology doesn't make it easier. Resilience is what's needed. The resilience to see how I'm going to get to the next draft of my book. The resilience to believe that there is an audience for that book. Sure, you know, I could just take my entire book and paste it into Grammarly, but that only makes it grammatically correct. It doesn't make it closer to my voice and what I intend it to be. And that's why resilience matters. Seventh and finally, and I'm going to echo exactly how I ended the last episode, an open mind is more important than technology. Specifically, an open mind to new possibilities and yes, technologies. Without an open mind, you're not going to discover the next decade of work. You're not going to discover what you're going to do in your 50s, in your 60s, and in your 70s. Because I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not going to roll over and just let my creativity die. I have to have an open mind to what's next. And so do you. At this point, when it comes to technology, we can't put the genie back in the bottle. But that's not really the point of this episode. It's about finding your relationship with technology that makes sense for both you and your business. Because for me, there are several things, as I've mentioned, more important than technology. But I will still explore new gear. I love renting things. I love renting new gear to use on projects, borrowing stuff from friends who love buying gear. It just takes me longer than most people. And I'm learning to be okay with that. And I think that's maybe the eighth thing that technology will never replace. The willingness to know who you are and being okay with who you are. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.